What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Problems in Houston. Dubs and fire, baby.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California. And it's plain to see, you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Jonathan Kamingo.
Let's throw Gui Sanchez in there.
Oreo Cookie. Hey, Passion Fruit. It's hey, a song.
Passion Fruit. This is it.
It's a great beat.
You said
beat.
Passion Fruit. I was like,
this is a great beat. Like, this is one where you're chilling, like you're getting off late or something. It's just like you're riding home, you're cruising.
Yeah,
this is nice.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I don't hate Drake. I don't hate you. They got great beats. You got owned.
No, I was bumping a lot of Wiz Khalifa the other day.
Ooh.
Oh, Wiz.
Okay, Rolling
Cushion
Papers.
Cushion Orange Juice and Rolling Papers.
There you go.
Yeah, then a little Nipsey.
You were on your level?
I was on my
John
line.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't know what you're talking about, Spadoni. I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, it's going to be back on the roast, man. Oh, I missed you guys. Where's BP? You know what? Get BPA in here so I can shut him down.
Brian Paolo, complaining about the bat signal. Tony in Oakland, the bat signal's out.
I've got bat signal for him.
How's my boy Robbie Sanbruno been?
Well, you know what? You know what's been great real quick? Not only that, but Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Hey, I know you've been missing out on
that a lot. I've been sending a lot of notes for those guys. But I got to say, the best ever episode, Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, happened to be with Steven Rizzotto. And Lubman. I was like, damn, maybe they need to replay Shasky. No, I'm kidding.
The best Giants talk in the world, they're saying. Catch the latest episode where Sam reacts to the Giants' statement road trip through the Northeast. Subscribe today and don't miss out on the podcast that Bonte Hill calls, quote, his favorite Giants podcast.
It is.
It's right there.
Well, it says it. Alex Pavlovich does a great job on Giants Talk. That's probably number one.
All right, sure.
Shout out to Pavs, NBC Sports Bay Area.
Yep.
My teammate now.
Totally.
But also, Lubman does a hell of a job. I still have a lot of numbers from them. And you know what? The Giants, they've been very enjoyable this season. Now, I don't know where the season's going to go. I'm not predicting playoff appearances and a miracle down Market Street, another parade. No.
That division is so
But you know what?
Stacked.
I've been having fun watching them. They're intriguing to me. Yeah. It's just a breath of fresh air of not having Farhan Zaidi, even though they're kind of winning with this team.
Right? That is part of it.
It is what it is. But I've enjoyed watching the Giants.
Good. You've been watching the Giants. I've been enjoying watching the Golden State Warriors in particular these last 2 months since acquiring Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah.
They are finally, folks, a playoff-bound team, and it starts Sunday, 6:30, and that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game all postseason long. And also, be sure to watch Bonte Hill on television postseason
let me tell
long
you,
as well.
5:30 p.m., Warriors pregame live,
where?
NBC Sports
Thank
Bay
you.
Area, and we'll be carrying the game live, so you want to watch that. I think we got 4 games in the first round,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
It's always
four games.
First round, right?
Always only the first round. Yeah. Fitz and Buki will get their last, and
there
this will be the last time we carry the first round because the NBA will be shifting to Amazon and NBC. So the last time the first round will ever be aired on NBC Sports Bay Area. Also, don't forget the Dubs Talk podcast with Monty Poole.
Thank you.
The numbers brought to you by Miss Cindy Sleep World.
Thank you.
You know, it's 50% off a tariff-free clearance sale right now.
Tariff-free?
Yeah,
wow.
Tariff-free.
Okay.
Look at you, a Sealy, Beauty Rest, all that stuff. 50% okay. off. You need a new Bespinone?
No, I don't right now. Mine's doing just fine.
Just let me know. I got you covered.
I appreciate you.
I got you covered. Just tell them Bonte Hill sent you.
Do they have Sleep Number there? Those ones are always really cool to me. I was like, wow, you have like a number on your bed.
Hey,
I just have like springs and like the box and all that stuff. But people have all these fancy stuff, the Tempur-Pedic, all of it. I'm not mad about it. Are you a soft? Are you a firm? Are you a medium? What are you using pillows?
Okay. Medium. I like the medium.
In between. I got to be honest. I was a MyPillow guy for the longest time. And I always have to say I was grandfathered in before I knew like the owner was this crazy person. But I still have my MyPillow, but I always like to, because it's 100% machine washable. I just got to say it. It's very clutch for me.
It is clutch.
But I'm grandfathered in, all right? Like a lot of people with the Teslas these days, they're grandfathered in because of the guy that's the owner there. We're not going to talk about him. But yeah, I just want to say I'm grandfathered in. Antonio in Oakland is also grandfathered into the Morning Roast in 95.7. Is like, if we're talking Hall of Fame of callers, Antonio in Oakland.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
First ballot. First ballot Hall of Famer.
For sure. Antonio, good morning. How are we feeling about this series?
Oh, man. You know, it's going to be a tough series. You know, of course, they're athletic and all that. And I do hope Kuminga plays. I just want to win, though. You know, Gui Santos with the highest plus minus over the last month on the Warriors. He got to be in there, you know, at least like 10 minutes. You know, he got shooting touch. You know, high IQ. He goes for loose balls. And what do the Rockets do? They're pretty good at rebounding. So, at the end of the day, though, man, like, you know, they can't shoot, though. So they're more than capable of missing 27 shots like that other Rockets team we faced in the playoffs years back. And that's how bad they shoot. But we got the two best players in the series, Steph and Jimmy, man. Like, it's on and popping. That's why we're going to win because, you know, in Jimmy we trust, those freaking mid-range and Steph threes. And, you know, Steph's going to go to the rack, too. And, you know, of course, they got great players like, you know, Sengun. He's an all-star. But, you know, I wish we would have drafted him, by the way. Amen Thompson from Oakland. You know, he's not going to back down from, you know, Steph and Jimmy Butler because he's from the Bay. You know, Bay people, you know, that's how we are. But anyway, you know, Jalen Green, he's a poor man's Anthony Edwards, but, you know what I'm saying, he ain't going to be enough. They're going to be like last year's OKC team, man. You know, high seed, but you know, not really ready yet. You know, like they lost last year.
Well, I hope not, Antonio, because that last year's OKC team did win the first round. They did win, so I appreciate the confidence. I don't want any upsets in this first round.
They advanced to the second round. They pushed the Mavericks. That was a hell of a series.
It was.
Hell of a series.
So I actually hope it's not like last year because Oklahoma City Thunder, that was that kind of their, you know, like the Warriors did a few years back. Obviously, not a few years. It was a decade ago. But against the Spurs, right? Like they pushed the Spurs a little bit in that second round. It's like, okay. Then they lost in the first round against the Clippers the following year. And then the rest is history, obviously. But I am very curious with this Rockets team because I do feel like of all the teams that are going to be around, like the inexperience factor, they're the most inexperienced team. Like it's not even close. Like them, the Pistons probably in the East.
Yep, Pistons are inexperienced.
Right, like that. Those are the only two I can think of. And I'm looking at DraftKings right now. If we're just going by like the series, right? You go to Vegas. People like to do that now, right? -190, the Warriors are, and they're the seventh seed. They're the favorites in that one. It's not even the most favored series in the first round in the West. Can you guess? Because we don't have the ones yet for the first round. For the first overall seed. Yes, -195, but pretty close.
Yeah, the public loves betting on the Lakers.
Yeah, Clippers
Nuggets.
They're
like the Cowboys of the NBA where a lot of people bet on Cowboy games. They bet on Laker games.
Clippers Nuggets, the most even. I think most people agree. That's -110 in either direction.
That is a toss-up series, man. I cannot
the
wait.
The biggest favorite, it's not even close. The Celtics -5,000.
Over Orlando Magic.
Your Orlando Magic. Paolo Banchero and those boys. Man. They talk about not scoring.
They could have used Klay Thompson to space the floor.
They could have.
They used Klay.
They could have. They didn't. They went to KCP instead.
You know, Antonio was talking about like the loose balls and the 50-50 balls, and I find this fascinating. NBA.com does a great job with the stats and everything like that. And they got the hustle stats, right?
Oh.
The loose balls recovered and contested shots. Did you know the Warriors are number one in contested shots this year?
Are they?
Contested three-point shots. They're number four in the league behind the Wizards, the Bulls, and the Thunder. Contested two-point shots. The Warriors are number three in the league. Loose balls recovered. The Warriors are right behind Oklahoma City in that category. Houston rounding out the top 10 there. defensive loose balls recovered. The Warriors are number 8 in that category. Offensive loose balls recovered. The Warriors are number 1.
Wow.
Deflections per game. Deflections when you're disrupting the half-court flow, where you're not necessarily getting steals, but you're deflecting a pass, and you're making the offense reset. The Warriors are number 2 in the league. So the hustle categories are advantage Warriors in this series, which is surprising when you think about who's the younger and more athletic team. The Warriors are getting down and dirty in the hustle categories.
Is that the entire season? Is that the last
entire
couple months?
Season.
Okay,
entire
interesting.
Season.
Okay. And obviously, since the Jimmy Butler acquisition, they've been one of the top yep. 5 in offensive, defensive. They're doing all the metrics, all of it baked into it. That's why, ultimately, I do think this Warriors team wins this series. I'd be, again, shocked is strong, but I'd be very surprised if they do lose in this first round. 888-957-9570. We can start doing some rapid fire if we
rapid
want.
Fire.
Why not? We got like 20 minutes left in the show.
Minutes, that's it? This show flew by.
Who's winning and why?
Wait, you may
who's
not winning? See me back in the morning some more,
who's
folks.
Winning? Yeah, you're
I don't
out.
Know. That 420 wake-up call. But you know what? This show's been fun. Been flying by. We're talking playoff basketball. The playoffs are back.
Let's go.
The playoffs
you're
start
so,
tomorrow.
You're so
oh,
happy.
I'm so
you're
happy.
So
right
happy.
Now.
Look
I've
at that smile on your face.
Dude, oh, my God. There are some bad games down the stretch. The Portland Trailblazers game, we can never get that back in our lives, that time. The Phoenix Suns, when Shashi came here the next morning after they beat the lowly Phoenix Suns, the Warriors are winning the championship, I truly believe it. Then the next day, he's freaking out. He's calling out Fitz and Bukie, for crying out loud. What are you doing calling out the announcers?
I don't just believe. I know that they can win a championship. I'm confident. Looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm
Whoa.
Dead serious on this.
Ooh.
I really do. Like, I'm not even, this isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get,
Mark
you know,
tape.
Clipped online. I'm being dead serious.
It didn't got mad at us for bringing it up last week.
Well, you said he was the wrong one. I talked about the Western Conference. No, you said both. Stand on it.
Oh, he's hedging his bet.
What was that?
Well, no, in fairness,
stand on it.
In fairness, there's one that I sent to social that he said later on that was a lot more rational when he said it. But we obviously are going to keep replaying that one, which is just
we don't play, we don't play rational Joe Shasky here on 95.7.
No, that
he's
was for
rational.
Social.
No, that's not.
He's not a rational human being.
No, he's not.
What have you guys learned over the last 5 years?
That's why we love him, though. That's why
yeah,
we love
no,
him,
no
right?
No doubt, he's not rational.
No, he's not.
He's probably worried right now thinking about Amen Thompson.
You know who is rational? It's Tim in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh,
when I
love
think of
me
rational,
some Tim.
I think of Tim
you know
in Raleigh.
You know what? Tim Guru put me onto this. Was it Sunday against the Clippers? Tim in Raleigh. I think he came at Mark Grady, called him the Raymond Ritter, said, stop using propaganda. He called him Tim and Raleigh, what's up, man?
Propaganda Grandy? Propaganda?
But I say, man, hey, I miss you, man. I mean, no disrespect to Spadoni. I mean, I love him too, man. I miss you, man. I'm so proud and happy for you, bro.
Thank
hey,
you.
Real quick, when the young fella was getting shots up after that game, I don't know if you know it, but you and Festus was on the video.
Yeah.
I guess y'all was sitting courtside for that. So tell me a little bit about that if you can. But I wanted to, I just wanted to say, what do you think, man? I just think these young guys, if they don't go for Jimmy's pump fake and they kind of
yeah.
stay with Steph, beat him up, I think they might be hard to deal with. You know,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy gets to the line with that pump fake. And if
yeah.
these young guys, if they, I don't, they just got bodies to deal with Steph in them, man. So I just, and this is obviously a different team. I'm not going to say the name that we can't say, but this is a different team than the, you know, this team is kind of like 1-1 against Houston.
Yeah, no
that
doubt.
Team that won three games is, that team that won three games is different. So, I
Tim,
mean,
let
do
me
you
real
see
quick.
The same playing
Tim,
out?
Real
like,
quick.
Man,
Tim, I'm going to let you finish here because you make a great point.
Anyway.
You are right about, and it's something I brought up last hour. Jimmy Butler, only 10 free throw attempts in the two games he's played against the Houston Rockets. 4 the last time
yep.
out against the Rockets. So to your point about not going for the pump fakes, they're long and athletic. And if you notice, the teams that have given Jimmy and the Warriors trouble are the teams like Orlando, long and athletic, Jonathan Isaac, Paolo
yep.
Banchero. There was another game
yep.
that's slipping me where they were long and athletic and they kept Jimmy Butler off the free
yep.
throw line. That's a very astute point right there, Tim.
I know, man. So I just think, and I think they're not gonna just disrespect Pods. They're not gonna disrespect Moody. I think these young fellas gonna come to play some D, and they just got bodies to throw out there. So I think that might be a little troublesome. But yeah, man, it's good to hear from you, brother. I'm just really proud of you, man. But yeah, tell me about that, man. Y'all were on video. You and Festus sitting there looking at him throw some shots up, man. So how was that? I mean, did y'all sit in there for the whole time or what?
So you know, I was waiting on Monty Poole because he has to write his article
thanks,
Tim, for the call. So I go in there. We do our post-game show. Go in the arena with Fezzi, and there's music blaring. They, It's the Afro. I don't know, forget the genre, but they're, you
Afro
know,
beat.
Afro beats, and they're it's blaring over Chase Center. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, man, what the hell's going on? Is JK getting up shots with his boys, right? What are dudes is in Timbo's, Timberlands?
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Don't know the slang there for Timbo's. Timberlands.
Thank you.
He's got the Timberlands on the floor.
Not Timbaland.
Not Timbaland, okay. But Timbo's. Tim's. The butt of Tim's. And JK, so Fezzi and I are watching him get up shots. Fezzi and I are there for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I go to the Medela Club to go, you know, set up for the podcast, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. JK was out there for maybe 70 minutes, wow. 80 minutes, and it was him and his boys, and it wasn't anybody on the Warriors personnel getting up some shots. So, obviously, he looked frustrated. Obviously, you would be frustrated if, sure. You know, you're a restricted free agent, you're not getting playing time, and you don't play in the, you know, obviously a Clippers game, and you don't play in the playing game against Memphis, and you're frustrated with the way things have gone since you've returned from the right ankle injury after missing 31 games, and you were playing your best basketball. But it's up to JK, and I think he will. He's a smart young man. He's a professional. He's mature. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine in terms of being ready to lock in if he does not get minutes. So it's up to him to be ready when his name is called. But right now, can't worry about Jonathan Kuminga playing or whatnot. You got to win playoff games. And my worry right now, not even a worry, but I'm more, you know, I'm paying attention to Brendan Podziemski, Moses Moody, and how they respond to their first ever playoff series. That's what I'm focusing on. These guys are playing 30 minutes a night. JK's not playing right now. He's out of the rotation. So until he gets back into the rotation, I'll comment on this game. But right now, he's out of the rotation. He's not playing. So let's move on.
Let's move on to Cam in Los Gatos, who wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Who's winning this series and why? You got the game one on Sunday, so it's your last chance to put your predictions in the bubble. All right, we'll come back to them, revisit them. Who's winning this series and why? Cam in Los Gatos, what you got?
Definitely Warriors in six. They got 2, 3, 4, and game six, I think. We're holding all our games at home, and we're taking one from Houston for sure. I had a question, though. One of my biggest disappointments this year has been TJD. I thought he was going to have a breakout year, kind of be like a mini Sabonis. He was going to have like a full year under his belt to work with like his shot. Maybe Gale hit that, you know, open 8-footer, open 10-footer, work on his layups. And yeah, just really disappointed with him this year, to be honest. But I think he's still impactful on defense. And with Houston being long and lean, do you guys see a chance for him to making a small impact in the series, or will it be kind of like it has been where he's going to
not TJD.
Get many minutes beyond?
I love TJD, but I he's out of the rotation too, and he's been out the rotation basically since the All-Star break. Unless Looney and Quentin Post and Draymond Green get into foul trouble,
yeah.
I wouldn't expect much from TJD in this series. Now, can he maybe guard Shangoon at times? I'm not sure. Can he run to the rim? We know he can dunk on people's heads, but he's, you know, unfortunately, TJD's been one of the worst finishers at the rim by the data. So I wouldn't expect TJD to be in this playoff rotation.
No, I don't think so either. And you lean on the veterans come this time, and I would lean on Kevon Looney heavily in this series as well. I'm not sleeping on Kevon Looney in this matchup. Adam Wexler joined us, who covers the team over at 790 out in Houston, radio station there. That's their flagship. He was saying he's looking at Looney, who more than holds his own against Shangoon. Right. Shangoon struggles against the guy.
He does.
Like, I know a lot of people were watching these last two games like, oh my God, the Kevon Looney minutes, they're killing me. I was like, well, in this series, you're going to need him. Like,
no, you
again,
will.
There's going to be moments where you're going to need, obviously, and then someone mentioned Gui Santos. Yeah, Gui's going to have some moments to shine. And Gui's a great player too, and we can get back to TJD if you want, but Gui Santos in particular, I wanted to switch to because we haven't really talked about him all show, and he is that hustle guy that can add that fire and fight. If you're down a little bit, he comes in, gets a couple offensive rebounds, gets those second chance opportunities. The Brazilian Orlando Bloom that I call him, he's a pirate out there. He's swashbuckling. And I appreciate that the head coach does have that much trust in that guy because he needs some sort of oomph in that lineup in the secondary. Sometimes when some guys don't have it, they're just, I don't know if the body language is bad. I don't know what it is. I know we like to talk about body language when it comes to JK, but when it comes to Gui Santos, the guy's playing with his hair on fire a lot, and that is going to be needed, whether it's in this series, the Lakers, Timberwolves, I don't even know, but specifically this series, he's going to have some moments, I believe, and those second chance opportunities you're alluding to, Bonte, are going to be huge in a game like this, in a series like this.
Well, he only played 6 minutes the other night against Memphis.
I felt those 6 minutes.
I felt him a little bit, but, you know, can he stay on the floor by hitting a three-point shot? What is he going to provide offensively? Because you're going to have to score at some point.
He had an and one real quick in that game.
He will play. 3 points the other night, he will play.
Yeah,
but he does provide a lot of energy off the bench, deflections in the half court, sets good screens. Can he free up Steph off those screens? So he will play. There's no doubt. Looney is going to be very essential in this series. There's no doubt on Shangoon and some of those bigs. And then Steven Adams, of course, coming off that bench. For the Houston Rockets. Kevon Looney is going to be very important. And Loondog has been a trusted agent in these playoffs. Now, I know he didn't have a great Lakers series a couple years ago because he had the two big lineup and his spacing was all screwed up.
He was also exhausted going up against Sabonis. That was a seven-game series.
He had a really good Kings series.
Yeah.
He had a really good playoff run when they won the championship. So Loondog will be counted on. I would not count on TJD. If he gives the Warriors anything in the series, I would consider it a bonus, and I like TJD. But he's done a great job of staying locked in. When his number is called, he's got to be ready to grow. And that's where JK's taking notes. You're not playing right now, but can you lock in mentally when your number is called, if your number is called? But if you get something from JK in the series, I would consider it a bonus. Because right now, Steve Kerr's let us know who his top nine is. And JK's not part of that top nine. So my focus is outside of the big three with Jimmy Draymond, who we haven't talked about, the spice and the game within the game.
Right.
Against Shangoon and Dylan Brooks, we haven't touched on that much.
I've been impressed with Draymond. He's been toting the line a little bit. He was chirping a lot at that Grizzlies game early on. And I thought at the Clippers, some of the Clippers moments, I was like, oh God, is he going to get thrown out here? And then obviously, end of the Grizzlies, he fouls out. Thank God. Because I was thinking about it. Right. I think we all were, oh my God, this is going to overtime. We don't have Draymond Green. They're going to lose this game. Like, there was moments in that last minute.
Too many reports said that the Grizzlies should have had the ball down one with 7 seconds left. I'm not going to talk about that. But Podge and Moody complimenting the big three if they do struggle, because the Rockets, they have a hell of a game plan. But I think Steve Kerr having a few days to prepare for the Houston Rockets. At that game plan and with Stephen Curry. Remember, Steph Curry scored 2 points and hit a field goal against Memphis at a 51-point loss.
Mm.
Next time he went to Memphis, Tennessee, he dropped 52.
Yep.
So I don't expect Steph Curry to walk off the floor Sunday with only 3 points.
This season has been absolutely insane. You just mentioned a 50-point loss, then him also dropping 50 on the team with Jimmy Butler as his teammate. This season has been insane, and now we get the playoffs, and it starts on Sunday. I just can't wait. It's gonna be Easter. It's gonna be a great weekend of sports. We got Angels and we got Giants. I was sleeping. Angels are actually sneakily pretty not bad in the AOS. Not a bad team. Mike Trout's been struggling, by the way. He's about like 176. Got 6.
You guys still want to trade for Mike Trout around here?
We'll see how this series goes. Maybe you're gonna change your mind after on Monday. What if he goes?
You still want to trade for Mike Trout, Rizzo?
I would. I love Mike Trout.
You guys are insane.
I mean, your boy Gabe Kapler said he's the greatest player he's ever seen in his life.
Yeah. What are they playing, the Angels?
What's up?
Were they playing the Angels at the time?
I don't think they were. No, I just asked him. We were talking about Shohei Ohtani, and he said, I asked him if he's like the greatest player, like top to bottom he's ever seen. He's like, no, Mike Trout's probably the greatest player I've seen up close. But he said Shohei Ohtani's the most talented player he's ever seen. Ever seen, because we didn't see the likes of Willie Mays up close, Babe Ruth, all your boys, the guys that you like to gravitate towards.
Did you see Barry
Bonds? He saw Barry Bonds. He did.
Did you see King Griffey Jr.?
He did. He put Mike Trout over those guys. It just speaks to the greatness of one Mike Trout. Yeah. Oscar Stockton, speaking of greatness, Oscar and Stockton, who always had Draymond Green's back, Bonte.
He did.
He never once wavered with Draymond Green. Oscar and Stockton.
Draymond Green for Zion Williamson? Even I was against that.
Well, actually, let's see after this series.
What else do you need to see?
Let's see after this
Zion
series.
Zion Williamson is getting people fired down here in the Big Easy.
Well, that was David Griffin. I mean, what is he doing? Getting rid of Anthony Davis for all those.
Too.
Well, that's their fault. That's their problem. They got rid of that C.J. McCollum. When you're throwing out C.J. McCollum in the starting lineup like you're doing, they deserve to get fired. Oscar Stockton, what you got?
What's going on, fellas? What's happening with you guys? Bonte, man. Hey. I know you got that dinner coming. I knew you was going to win it.
Hey,
but hey,
come on now.
Check this out.
Hey, Oscar, Shasky didn't reply to my tweet about the dinner, man. He broke my heart.
Hey, Shasky, he's been nervous, like you said. You know him, because he's been nervous like a mug, talking about this and that. Man, tell him to calm down. We are the Warriors, man.
People are still calling
in about the Houston Rockets. I understand the time is off everybody. I understand what he did last game, but do they understand that Steph Curry has fire inside of him? He's not going to let nobody stop him from having just 3 points. And people understand, I am so tired. I'm out here in Stockton, California. You guys know I'm from Oakland, but the Kings fans, they bowed down like I told they would. they bowed down because I got my flags flying high. And another thing, Steve Kerr, I am getting so tired of all the Warriors fans calling in about Jonathan Kuminga. I love Jonathan Kuminga, but this right here is a championship organization. Yep. And Steve Curry is not just coaching for feelings. Yep. He's coaching to win championships. Yep. So people got to understand. And TJD, I love him. All these youngsters got to understand. You're not playing high school or college. You know, college getting paid now. You are a professional basketball player. You have to understand, take the good with the bad, and be prepared to play when your number is called. Yep. I'm with Steve Kerr.
Yep.
The numbers don't lie.
Yep.
We are trying to win a championship, and we're not trying to satisfy everybody's ego and happiness with playing one player. So, Warrior fans, get it through your skull. Be happy for the whole organization, not just Jonathan Kuminga. Even though we say it's Steph Curry team organization, Steph Curry is the most gracious superstar ever on this planet. Yep. So he's a team player. So people going to understand, I'm getting tired of the Warrior fans getting called about Jonathan Kuminga. Yep. Kuminga's on a winning organization. fall in line and win championship. Go Warriors all day. I'm going to debate tomorrow. Look. My son went to San Francisco State tomorrow. So, Bonte, I know that's in you guys' school.
Go Gators.
And they're losing a lot of sports. They're losing a lot of sports, man. And it's sad. So I want everybody to start supporting all these CSU universities and all these universities, but losing these sports, man. So I'll be out there tomorrow at San Francisco State. Go William Jessup University. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Go Warriors all day. Hey, have a good day, fellas.
You know, he made the point about Steve Kerr and the Kuminga point. So look, it's go time.
Yeah.
It's go time. Whether hoop, I like personally now, and I'm the biggest JK fan out there.
I don't have time for hurt feelings right now.
I'm the biggest JK fan out there. Yeah. But Steve Kerr gets paid big bucks too, and his job is on the line.
Yeah.
He's got to do what he's got to do.
The guy benched Jason Tatum. He didn't care about that. He just came off a championship with the Celtics. Because he knows, you know why? Because he had Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Stephen Curry, and all these other big boys in the Olympics. You know what his goal was? To not lose and to win the gold.
Win gold.
The expectations are that damn high.
Win gold.
Yeah.
And when you have an owner like Joe Lacob, and you got this fan base who's all over you, and they're critical of every single move and every single rotation and every single lineup combination, you got to do what's best for the team. And right now, you got to go with what is working. And what is not working is that J.K., Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green combination. I'm the biggest J.K. fan there is. But you know what? You got to move on. He's not hitting the three ball right now. Since he's returned, he's shooting 17% from the three. Now, are the combinations beneficial for J.K.? No, they're not. Steve Kerr mentioned it with Willard and Dibbs yesterday that the spacing's just not there. But he's got to be ready for his opportunity. But Steve Kerr, the job he's done this year, and I know there's a lot of people who think Steve Kerr should be fired. He's not that good. He's overrated, blah, 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 blah. I think it came in Antioch all the time when I think of Steve Kerr and the job he's done.
Cam coming around still with the sign?
Oh, no, now he hasn't come back around. Right. But all the different, like, they've had 38 different starting lineups.
Yeah.
How many different injuries have they had? How many different iterations of the Warriors? You lost D'Anthony Melton 3 weeks into the season.
The Dennis Schroeder era.
Then you lost J.K. You lost Draymond. Steve Kerr's doing what he's got to do to win games. And right now, J.K.'s not in rotation. You move on. Maybe his number gets called. Maybe you need him at the point of attack against a team like the Lakers if you make it that far. Yeah. But right now, you got to do what's best for you. And right now, what's best for the Golden State Warriors is limiting Jonathan Kuminga's minutes, which is unfortunate for J.K., for him. But the Warriors got to win games. You want to win, or are you worried about minutes?
We over me, am I right? We over me. SF Bay drummer in Houston. Oh, he's in H-Town. We know SF Bay drummer. Oh, yeah. SF Bay drummer, who is winning this series and why?
Oh, man, you know it's the Warriors in six. In a town that's in red, I'm happily walking in my blue and gold for the Warriors. I'm going to just let them be loud and wrong, and I'm going to be happy to stick out like a sore thumb. Houston already know who their dad is. I expect them to give him Father's Day cards early because Steph is coming into town to check on his Airbnb property and shut that place down just for concerts only this summer. Man, the Warriors, because of their veteran leadership and the veterans they have on their team, it's not about the physicality and keeping up with their pace. They're going to be playing mind games with the Rockets. So this series, depending on late-game situations, the Warriors could probably wrap it up in four or five. But I'm choosing six just to be on the safe side just because I know how sometimes we shoot and we have stinkers. But, man, ain't nobody scared of the Rockets. Nobody's scared of Ime Udoka. Yeah, he got those boys playing. But ain't no way I'm going to put my trust in a coach that fumbled an NBA title and fumbled Nia Long in the same summer.
Oh,
let's go Warriors!
Damn. That's SF Bay drummer in Houston.
He had to drop me a long dog? Yeah,
well, he did. I mean, that is what it is.
You know,
talk about fumbling. Shout out Melvin Gordon.
Game four, I think. I was walking out of TD Garden, Nia Long, where the kids walk it up.
Hold on. Let me pick up that name you just dropped. Continue. All right.
Nia Long. And I just said, wow, the legend Nia Long. And she goes, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. And I wanted to get a picture with her.
Ah.
I was with Lily and D, right? And I didn't want a fanboy. And I just kept it moving.
Well, Pixar didn't happen. Yeah, that's usually what it is. And unfortunately, that's the society we live in.
But I had that moment.
But when we're in these spots, like the great Bonte Hill and myself, when we're meeting all these celebrities and stuff, we're not meeting them.
I just ran into them. It was the NBA Finals. She was there.
Well, no, like me with Michael Bublé Disneyland. Is like, what's up, Mike? What's up, bro? I don't need a picture with them. We're tight, you know?
Yeah,
we're
tight.
We're on first name basis.
People.
Adam, SF, who's winning this series and why?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. Bonte, welcome back. I got Warriors in six. It's going to be a very hard-fought series. going to be a lot of physicality, but I think they have the wherewithal to do it. The Houston is the up and coming young team. They're hungry. They've got a good coach, I think, for this situation. So that's what I think is going to happen. But Bonte, I had someone that wanted to say what's up to you and give their take real quick.
All right.
Hey, Bonte, what's going on? It's Ekenna. I'm back in the Bay.
My boy, Hype, man. What's happening? Like, hey, Ike, you're big time now. You're like corporate, dude. You got the pea coats. You got the suits. I can only pray to dress streets.
Trying to do what I can here. It feels good to be back in a beautiful city. And, I'm saying Warriors at 5.
There you go. And, Ike, let me tell you, Spadoni, Ike, Stuart Hall legend, baller. Where'd you go to college? You could put to college in Ohio, right?
He's gone. Much of a legend. He's gone. I mean, I thought Carter was the legend of Stuart. Carter Chickering, usually here, Stephen Rizzo in his place. Yeah, he's getting married tomorrow.
Oh, is that why he's out?
Didn't invite anyone from the station.
What is this guy here? I mean, I wouldn't invite any of you guys.
Wow. Okay. That was fun.
I deal with you guys enough during the week. I want to see you guys in my all time.
There goes Bonte Lyon again. Invite all of us.
Marriage.
You want to hear Giants Taste of Love at my wedding?
Marriage.
Please. Hey, man, we had fun at Langford's wedding.
Well, speak for yourself.
No, those are your words.
We did have fun until our boy Shasky wanted to bring up the Diddy conversation.
Oh, that was awkward at the table. I don't know what that was. Hey, they had prime rib there, though, and like mac and cheese. I was smashing the food there.
Hey, Rizzo, why are you laughing so hard, man? You know we got a roast Shasky while he's out.
You know what I call him? His new nickname is the Rizzard, because he's the Riz God, but he's the Rizzard for risotto. Do you like that? Mm. The Rizzard of Oz. Not bad.
You gotta work on that.
Do you know the Rizzler, like the kid?
My head went to a different direction.
Oh,
my mind went somewhere else.
What?
I don't know why. I'm just saying.
The Riz? No? Okay. We're going to tell me off air. You're giving me a little smirk. You're very uncomfortable.
It's a little sketch,
Fidoni.
It's a little sketch.
Oh, stop. Okay, I know what you're talking about. It's not even close to that.
You need to flush that one out.
No, there's not even close to that. You got to flush that out. Get your mind out of there. Stop.
He's with the Rizzard of Oz. I mean, he's just got this guy. I don't know, man. Rizzo stock was, he buttered me up so well. Pause. We're talking about, we got a real journalist from the station at Farhan Zaidi's press conference. Remember what you said, Rizzo? He was like, man, we got credibility in the building, an actual journalist. I was like, wow.
It's not even close to that word. I know what you're thinking.
He goes, I knew Bonte would bring the heat. That was my reputation. I don't know, man. He's been kind of mellowing in lately from what I hear.
I still agree.
Right.
I agree on Fast Five is what I agree on. How about that? You like that?
I said pause on the butter me up, all right?
Get buttered up?
Buttered up. Pause. Pause.
Let's take real quick, Coach and Vallejo.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear from Coach and Vallejo.
We'll bring him on to Fast Five.
All right.
It says JK is the most important warrior on this description. Oh, Coach, good morning.
Come on, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys. And I do say JK is the most important warrior because JK can turn the game around, and I think Draymond and Steph, they're really pushing for JK to play. I think the Warriors will lose if they don't play JK, and so I'm all for JK. And Bonte, I appreciate you being the only one not dumping on JK because he does produce whenever he plays.
No doubt. He's had good games against the Rockets, too. There's no need to dump on the guy. You may need the guy at some point during this playoff.
Sure, you might.
But that's what we do in sports. I've seen it every single year. We'll dump on anybody. It's a narrative driven business, it feels like these days. We all have our narratives. Nobody's ripping pods anymore, right? Remember all the calls you took about pods?
Just wait until the playoff series starts. We're going to rip everyone and everyone. You know that. One loss, Bonte. The sky will be falling. Everyone's freaking out. Scared radio. If they lose
scared
on Sunday.
Radio.
Oh, my God.
Scared radio.
We're done. We're not winning this. It's such a disappointing season. Everyone takes
scared radio.
Like, I think it's been a couple of years now since actual playoff series, so we don't know how to act.
It's been since that Lakers series.
It's been a lot.
So that was a depressing series.
That was the only loss in the history of the Western Conference series for Steve Kerr's Warriors. So let's all take a deep breath and relax. What's your final thought, Bonte?
My final thought is good to be back. Although it wasn't fun waking up in the morning. But we got through it! The 4 hours!
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Flew by. I'm going to go get a haircut like Joe Shasky, and I'm going to go take a nap. There it is.
There it is. Stephen Rizzotto, what is your final thought?
Yeah, kind of a shameless shout out. Our senior digital director extraordinaire, Whitley Sandretto, started a new podcast.
Ooh,
with her friend and also Cron reporter, Aaron Wilson.
What made you bring that up?
It was a shameless shout out. She was talking to me about it at the game on Tuesday.
You know, are you a guest?
She's very excited. I'm not a guest, no.
But turn into episode two.
Well, I saw the pictures, and shout out Willie Sandretto. That's my sister from another.
They're drinking some vino. Another mister.
Sister from another.
Mister.
Mister.
Yes.
Okay, sister.
Available
from
on all platforms, by the way.
No, sister from another mister. They had the wine glasses in the photos and everything. They're all dressed up and stuff.
Yeah.
So do you have to join them to sip wine and do the pinkies up with Willie Sandretto? Very proud. Willie, you talk about new money, Spinoni. I mean, she's walking into these games like this is an all-star game or something.
Her last
championship outfit.
Her last name speaks for itself. She's Italian, so I expect nothing but the best. Right, Sam Loveman?
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting the best from the Warriors in this series that I expect to go seven games. We're going to see a split in the first two games, and then we're going to see a split in the second two games. Then we're all going to be panicking because the Rockets are going to win game five in Houston. And then it's going to be some very nervous energy. But the Warriors will take care of business in Game 6 and then go into Houston. And much like the last time the Warriors went into a Game 7 in Houston, they'll take care of business, Warriors in 7.
Town business? I'm going Warriors in 4. I think they sweep
the
Houston
God.
Rockets. How about that? How about that?
That feels like a kiss of death to me.
Oh, my God.
Why are you guys so scared?
It just went all the way.
Stop.
Sounds like a 2-6 take.
I'm serious.
I would love a sweep.
I'm serious. Oh, I think they win game one. They have a couple more days off, so Houston keeps thinking about it. Oh, boy, we have no shot in the series. They take game two, and then it's night-night. See you later after that. Maybe they can win a game, and it's five, but I like the Warriors in four. How about that? Put the league on notice in the first round, Bonte. You like that, Mr. Bonte?
I do like that.
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
What about that Lakers series, Spadoni?
The Lakers are going to win in six against the T-Wolves, I believe. Lakers in six there. I think Oklahoma City wins whoever they play in five. And I like the Clippers in seven over the Nuggets.
I like Clips in six, Thunder in five against Dallas because I think Dallas is winning tonight.
I don't think it matters. Yeah.
Lakers T-Wolves could be I don't trust Minnesota, so I got Lakers in six, winning in Minnesota, clinching it in Minnesota, and then Warriors in six.
There you go. And that's Bonte Hill in the Western Conference. And for the East, I don't really care because it's the East. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity at Home or on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Goo next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Yay!